I need to linger here on this last scripture, Matthew 5:25 and 26, settling matters quickly with your adversary who's taking you to a court. Courtroom, judge, prison. I wish I'd read it in a book, but I have experienced it firsthand, and it was painful for me and the people concerned. I prayed, watched, advised, waited. Nothing. Years, not days or months. The high cost of pride was prison. Sickness. There is indeed hell to pay at the end. Jesus is giving us good and sound advice. Settle this quickly. Don't let it fester. You may be wrong in your assessment, but even if you're not, settle it quickly. Simple. Or there is a penalty clause. You will not get out until you've paid the last penny. Notice Jesus does not condone what your adversary's done. His advice is to you, what you need to do to keep yourself right with him. Vengeance is his. He will repay if there is any penalty to exact. When David sinned with Bathsheba and had her husband killed in Psalm 51, he didn't say, "I've sinned against them," but "against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." The judge of all the earth sees everything, every thought, every deed. He will repay if necessary. Let's agree, eh? Settle things quickly with those on earth and let the judge of the earth do the rest. That's the way to peace with God and man. How about it, beloved? Some of you know what I've been talking about. Do what you have to do quickly. Then we can get back on the road.